I'm reading this morning from the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 3, and I read, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision, for we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh." God, through Paul the Apostle, is speaking to his people in the church at Philippi. This is a letter to the church. He calls them brethren. He tells them to rejoice in the Lord, to rejoice in the Lord God, who he is, what he has done, where he is, reigning, ruling, seated on the circle of the earth. To rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, his person, his work of redemption, his work of salvation for them. And he wrote this and preached this over and over again. Everywhere he went, he had one message, Christ and him crucified. To the Corinthians he wrote, "I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." That is the determination and the message of every true God-called preacher, to preach Christ and him crucified. And so he says, to write the same things to you, to me, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. It is salvation. Beware of something new. Beware of those who are telling and hearing of some new doctrine. He says in verse 2, beware of dogs. Now he's talking about religious leaders. He's talking about false prophets. He's talking about false preachers. He calls them dogs. And in Isaiah chapter 56, this is what it says in verse 10. His watchmen are blind. They're ignorant. They're dumb dogs. Speaking of those who are supposed to be watchmen, who are supposed to be watching for wolves, watching over the flock, feeding the flock. He said they're dumb dogs. That is, they cannot bark. They will not bark. They will never say anything about sin or the judgment of God or say anything to offend anyone. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. The greedy dogs can never get enough. That's what he says about these false prophets. He says, beware of them. He says, beware of them. They're evil workers. The Lord Jesus Christ, in his Sermon on the Mount, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. In the name of Jesus we've preached, in the name of Jesus we've done many wonderful works." And he said, "I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Workers of iniquity, he calls them. Evil workers, Paul said, beware of them. They come in God's name, in the name of Jesus, and they do many wonderful works, supposedly, in his name. Yet the Lord calls them workers of iniquity, evil workers. Why is that? Because they do it in their own name. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Let a man come in his own name, and him you will receive." You notice how preachers all over the television and all over the airwaves are promoting themselves and their names more so than the name of God, than the name of Christ. They come in their own name. They come for their own glory. They come for their own honor. They do it for money in order to build big buildings. All in the name of God, but Christ calls them evil workers. He says evil men and seducers wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And so Paul warns the church, beware of these dogs. Beware of these evil workers. Beware of the concision, he calls them. The concision, which is another term for circumcision. The Jewish leaders of that day, and still today, were very orthodox, strict Jewish scribes, Pharisees, but the Lord called them hypocrites. He always called the Pharisees, the scribes, hypocrites, because that means they were doing what they were doing for show. It was the appearance. It was a form of godliness without the power thereof. They appeared religious. They appeared moral to everyone, but the Lord knew them. The Lord who looks on the heart. And he said, they're full of extortion and excess. And he said, they're whited sepulchres. They're dead men that appear outwardly moral and upright. Paul said he was the same way until the Lord saved him. He said, I was a Hebrew of Hebrews. Touching the law, I was a Pharisee, zealous, concerning the righteousness of the law. He thought he was blameless, but he was lost. So Paul says, beware of them. And he knew from experience. He said in verse 3, we are the circumcision. We are the true people of God. Now, circumcision was a mark that God gave to Abraham, who is often called the father of the faithful, from whom all Israel descended. But circumcision was a mark to distinguish God's people from the rest of the world, from the Gentile world. Now, that mark of circumcision was in the flesh. It required the removal of some flesh of men. But now true circumcision is of the heart. Paul wrote this in Romans chapter 2, and this is a circumcision that is done to men and women. It's a circumcision of the heart, which says in Romans 2, he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is circumcision outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly. Circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, to be seen of men, that is, but of God. Marks in the heart of God's true people. Marks in the heart, not in the flesh, that they're chosen of God. The marks of God's chosen people, operated on by the Spirit of God. Circumcision of the inner man. All right, here they are. Three marks in Philippians 3, verse 3. Three marks of the true people of God. So many claim to be true people of God, Christians, children of God. Do you? But here are the three characteristics of God's true people. In verse 3 it says, we worship God in the Spirit. God's true people worship God in the Spirit. They worship God. Now worship means to love, to adore, to praise, to honor, give all honor and praise to God. We worship God as God. Oh, God is not God because you let him be God. That's another God. That's a God who cannot save. That's a man-made God. The God of the Bible, the true and living God, is to be worshipped as God. God is God, holy, sovereign, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. God overall, the creator, the sovereign, the sustainer of life, the giver of life. God who upholds all things by the word of his power. He says, we worship God. We worship God. We give all honor and praise and glory to God and God alone. So many worship man. They worship his will, his works, his decision. They worship their own will and works and decision. So many worship the church, their denomination, their priest, their preacher, even Mary. God's people worship. They praise, honor, and glorify God as God. Back in the day of our Lord on the earth, many followed him, and he turned and said, you follow me because of the loaves and the fishes, because of what I give you. Some others, he turned and said, you follow me because of the miracles, because of the excitement, you see. Well, one day, coming down from the mountain, there was a leper, a man dying of leprosy, a man without any hope, without any strength, without any help in himself to save himself from death, sure death, an unclean leper. And he came down, the scripture says, he fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and worshiped him. He called him Lord. This is true worship. To worship God as a leper, as an unclean thing, as a sinner in need of mercy, a sinner in need of grace, a sinner in need of salvation, a sinner in need of the Lord Jesus Christ's blood, righteousness. It's to worship God, he says, in spirit. He said, God's people worship God in the spirit, that is, from the heart, the inner man, the true man. Not this fake spiritual mumbo jumbo you see throughout religion today, the waving of hands, all of this false Pentecostal show of religion. That's another spirit. That's not the Holy Spirit of God. The Spirit of God takes the things of Christ and shows it to His people, and they worship God in the spirit, from the heart, the inward man, not with an outward show. The Lord Jesus Christ said they worship God in spirit and truth. The truth as it is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is the truth. They worship God as they hear the gospel preached. The gospel of God's sovereign, electing love, mercy, and grace in Christ Jesus. They worship God for Christ, His blood, and His righteousness. Which brings me to the next point. The true marks of God's people are they worship God in the Spirit. They rejoice in Christ Jesus. So many rejoice in so many things. They rejoice in their religion. They rejoice in their church. They rejoice in the choir, the music, the programs, their emotional meetings. Ask them. They'll tell you. Ask for a Sunday service. They'll tell you, oh, the music was so beautiful. Oh, the feeling it gave me. Oh, the preacher's sermon. He preached on how we need to do this and need to do that. I ran into a woman in a restaurant one time after a Sunday service, and she kept talking about a choir that came to sing to her church. But if you would ask the true people of God after a worship service, they would tell you, oh, we heard Christ and Him crucified. We heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's true people rejoice in Jesus Christ, Him, His person, His work, the great work of redemption He accomplished on Calvary's tree. They worship Christ, that is, the covenant head, the second Adam, the substitute, the Messiah, the mediator, the intercessor, the great high priest, their prophet, priest, and king, Jesus, the Savior, the Lord, our Savior. They worship Him. They worship Him. And the last mark is they have no confidence in the flesh. God's true people have no confidence in the flesh. Confidence means trust, something you feel sure of that gives you assurance, something that leaves you thinking that you are a child of God. Well, God's people have no confidence in the flesh. You ask the average person, 99 out of 100 will say, I'm a believer, I'm a Christian because I accepted Jesus, because I gave my heart to Jesus, because I was baptized, I was christened, I'm a member of the church, I never miss a mass, I never miss a Sunday school, I feel saved. Not God's people. Their confidence, their hope, their salvation is completely in the Lord Jesus Christ, His person and His work. No confidence in the flesh, no fleshly feelings, no fleshly works, nothing they've done, but all that Jesus Christ has done. Is that your hope? These are the three marks of God's true people. What about you? Tune in next Sunday as we bring you another message from God's Word.